Oh, yeah. Oh, you get it, dude? No, that ain't in them. Or, all you have to do is that. College City of Dyer, Mayor and Board of Auto Persons meeting January 9, 2017 to order. We have a quorum present. First order of business will be to approve the minutes of December 12, 2016. Motion made, is there a second?
Second.
Motion made, second. Is there any discussion? Not with all the row. Start with Michael and go left.
Aye.
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 Aye. Abstain.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Visitor section, if there's any visitors would like to speak, step up to the end of the table. Mayor's report. Item A, the appointment of the committees. You have a list of them in front of you. Item B. Appoint and confirm vice mayor. At this time, I would like to appoint Ray Carroll as vice mayor. I need a motion.
Second.
I need a motion.
I make a motion we accept Ray Carroll as the vice mayor.
Second. Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Not for call the roll. Start with Jennifer. Go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
You stand, Mr. Carroll. Will you raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, Raymond Carroll.
I, Raymond Carroll.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of vice mayor.
The office of vice mayor.
Of the city of Dyer, Tennessee.
Of the city of Dyer, Tennessee.
From January 9th, 2017.
From January 9th, 2017.
Through December 31st, 2018.
Through December 31st, 2018.
And will to the best of my abilities.
And will to the best of my abilities.
Support the Constitution.
Support the Constitution.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And of the state of Tennessee.
And of the state of Tennessee.
And will faithfully perform.
And will faithfully perform.
All of the duties imposed upon me.
All of the duties imposed upon me.
By law.
By law.
And by the charter.
By the charter.
And ordinances.
And ordinances.
Of the city of Dyer, Tennessee.
Of the city of Dyer, Tennessee.
Congratulations, Mr. Carroll. Will you sign that for me?
Yes, I will.
Before you sit down, Ray, you and Nathan don't mind, would you stand right over there?
Are we going to pose again?
Yeah. He wants to take a photo real quick.
Okay. Do you want to pose or just smile?
What have you done for me lately?
You need a piece of paper in your hand.
Will you raise your right hand, Ray?
There you go.
Thank you so much.
I was one of us should have had her mouth open.
I was already lowering my hand there. Sorry.
Well, he got the first flash went off before you did it.
Okay, well, maybe I'm okay. Okay.
Our city attorney will stay on as our city attorney. Department reports, fire.
Two things, Mayor. The first one, the tanker remount has been done. We have the tanker back. The emergency lights are on and the striking and lettering has been completed. So it is in service. The second thing is Scott Spear, which is one of our firefighters, resigned from the department sometime the week after Christmas, between Christmas and New Year's. So he just didn't have time. Just maybe more so we need to officially accept his resignation.
Scott Spear. Entertain a motion to accept Scott Spear's resignation.
Motion. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Now, start the roll. We'll call the roll with Ray and go left.
Aye.
Motion carried.
That's all I have, man.
Thank you. Police.
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Thank you. Street.
Tractor over at John Deere place. They have checked it out for me and give me a price to repair it. It's going to need a front pump. It's a hydraulic pump that runs everything on it. The least amount is going to be $2,000. And that's for an aftermarket pump. And if you go with a John Deere pump, it's going to be well over $3,000.
Can you tell me the difference between the aftermarket and the regular John Deere?
It's probably painted different and does different maintenance on it.
But you think it's probably just as good as the other one?
He said he would. For that old tractor, it's an 87 model.
Yeah.
He said he'd go with the cheapest thing.
Is that the only thing wrong with that tractor?
We have a problem every year with it starting, but right now.
But as far as working,
it's
good.
Does that price include putting it on, or is that just the part?
It was part and labor.
Parts.
How much was it?
$2,000 even.
That's what he said. You might ease a little bit more on there for unforeseen problems that they might run into.
Hoses.
Well, it's been over for a couple of weeks, so.
$2,500.
Might succeed.
I make a motion to repair John Deere tractor not to exceed $2,500.
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, don't tell them we've raised that. Maybe I'll stay with $2,000.
That's right. Is this a mowing tractor?
Yes, sir. We usually use this tractor to pick up leaves, but it's out, so we rigged up a window on the other one just right now.
Is it the starter that's bad with it, or you said you're having problems with it starting?
Yeah, this is the tractor you just spent $1,200 on to get it to start and run.
So you've done taking care of that problem?
Right, the John Deere place took care of that problem for it.
Okay.
How big is that tractor, Steven?
It's about 70 horsepower. Puts out about 59 on the PTO.
To replace it with a new tractor, what are we looking at?
50. I put it in the budget 1 year to do that, and it didn't happen.
We still got the small tractor too, don't we?
That's correct.
That's the only two tractors we have.
Besides the little 4100 we used to spray with.
Yeah.
That's more of a lawnmower tractor though.
Yeah, that's more of a lawnmower tractor.
Being an 87 model, I would like to see it replaced. Probably sooner than later.
Last year, you say we spent $1,200 to $1,500 on it.
That's not that new tractor that we had problems with, is it?
No, this appears an 87 model. It's maybe 30 years old.
Any more discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start with Jennifer. Go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Finance personnel.
Because you did not have a second meeting in December. And your November financial report is at your seat.
Thank you.
Also, city stickers are on sale now. If you reside in the city of Dyer and operate a motor vehicle, you're required to register your vehicle. Of course, we'll remind y'all until you're tired of it, because there's nothing more embarrassing than an alderman without a city sticker. But tell your friends and neighbors. We had a mayor one year that thought at $70, about 11. At $70 a piece because he forgot. Y'all know who that gentleman is if you can think about what he had about 11 vehicles. But, yeah, you did too, Mr. Mickelson, didn't you?
I like that kind
of. And if there is a vehicle sitting on the side of the road, side of the house, it does not run, does not have a license plate, and does not have a city sticker on it, it is considered an abandoned vehicle.
That's right.
So
put your junk cars in the garage and close the door. No, but, yeah, if it's not registered, it's an abandoned vehicle.
Anybody bought any yet?
Oh, yeah. 50 or so, maybe?
I was going to buy mine tonight if I could be 1, 2, 3, 4.
No?
Okay.
Let's get off for a while.
I'm waiting to eat for you.
Yes, sir.
Water and sewer.
We had a beer box go down to the wastewater plant that operates one of the airlines. They're an oxidation ditch. Me and Tyler and two of the inmates pulled it off. We took it to the shop down here, and me and Steven tore it apart. It had two bearings down in it, and then the other bearings are questionable. I've always been told, when in doubt, replace. I didn't see anything else in the box. All the gears and everything looked good. So I discussed it with the mayor, and we found some bearings at Union City, the cheapest place we could find them at. But the bearings and seals and everything I need to put the box. Well, I'm going to say everything. But the main thing is to put it back together. Comes to $1,499.90. There might be a little bit of shipping on there. The lady that does the ordering wasn't there. The gentleman I spoke with and everything, he didn't know exactly where they was coming from, so he said it might be, some shipping on there. He couldn't say. But, there'll be a little bit of pressure. Pressing the old bearings off and pressing new ones on, and I need a little bit of shim stock to do some shimming with and everything. But everything else looks good, and I think that's the biggest part of the expense on rebuilding the box, and hopefully we can get it back on and get back up and going.
$1,700 be enough to cover everything?
I would think so. We're looking at right here at Real Foot Band, right at $1,500. And then Rusty at Newber Machine and Welding is going to do the press of the bearings on and off. He said $150 to $200 at the most for doing the pressing. And then Bates Bearing is getting a shim stock from him. He said it was $53 and some cents one there. So
it'll be around $1,700.
Yeah, it's a little bit over.
$1,800. Yeah.
Order listed under B. The rest of that we'll just get under operating expenses.
Under B? Oh. So we just
approve it. Randy?
Yes, sir.
This was, as I understand it, a substantial savings from what it was going to cost to have this repaired. How much difference?
Well, I think the type box that's on there now is about $7,500 in the plastic. And then the Dodge gearbox, which is kind of a Cadillac, American made as far as we know and everything, I think it was going to be running $12,000. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. So, yes, sir, it's quite a bit of savings to get this rebuilt. And I think we've got several more years of use out of it. What happened to the box, and I don't know why. I can't explain why, but it appears there's your emitter shaft that your your input shaft runs off to turn the bowl gear, has two plugs knocked in to the holes where the shaft goes through. One of these plugs, for some reason or another, come out. It allowed all the oil to run out of it, and Tyler happened to hear it roaring one day and shut it off. And so we got to looking at it, we pulled all the pulleys off of it and everything, got to looking, and I didn't notice that the seal had also got hot and backed out of it, but we was going to put the plug back in and put oil in it and see how it run, you know, if it quieted down and sounded like it was going to be okay. So we done that, but it started pouring oil out of another spot. We got to looking, and the seal had actually gotten hot and worked its way out too, so and that's what caused the bearing, you know, to go down and everything. So, if the plug or the seal had went bad, you know, probably wouldn't have happened. It's still been up and going, but for some reason or another, one or the other happened and the oil got out of the box.
Thank you for saving us that much money.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. We always try to look for ways to save money from the budget and for the citizens. That's all I have.
Thank you. Committee reports in front of you. Public safety.
Nothing.
Street, water, sewer, and landfill.
I'd just like to have a call meeting. Can I bring that up? For Thursday at 6 o'clock. I got one more question for Randy. We talked about something you were checking into about a month or so ago on something else was broke, and you were going to check into prices.
The actuators at the water plant.
Yeah, did you find anything out there or not yet?
Yes, sir, I did. The actuators, which we have two main ones,
right,
that I'm concerned about and everything, they run $4,650 a piece, and then $600 for each for Higdon to install. Now, the good thing that about these actuators is the company is willing to let us have them on a 6 month trial basis. You know, at the end of 6 months, if we don't like them, we send them back. Nope. Don't owe them nothing. But at the end of 6 months, if they're doing good, we like what they're doing and everything, we purchase them.
How much was it?
Sorry?
How much was it?
$4,650 plus $600 for installation, $5,250.
But you were going to have to spend about $1,500 or something to fix one of them you had?
Well, right now, both of them are up and going. And
yeah.
What I was concerned about is
if it breaks.
If it goes down again, you know, that was the spare electronic panel that I had that I put in this one. You know, if we have another one go down, you know, we're looking at spending, you know, $15,000 to $2,000 for another set of boards.
If that one breaks down.
If we have another go down.
Okay.
So,
how long is that free deal for? Would it be a good idea to try one out for 6 months or wait till one of these breaks and then try to get the same deal?
Well, me and Nathan discussed it and everything, and he would like for us to see if we could get by until budget year.
Okay.
And see if I put them in the budget for next year, maybe looking at them next budget year.
Okay.
Which I think is reasonable. You know, you never know when they're going to go bad, but, you know, if they do go bad, I can always borrow from Dyer for,
okay,
you know, get us up.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Parks and buildings?
Nothing at this time.
Finance, administration, and personnel.
Mr. Mayor, I have two things. We discussed both of these earlier in the meeting prior to the board meeting, so I will not elaborate in the beginning, but we can talk more about it during the discussion time. First thing I'd like to do is make a motion that we approve to send Ashley to class to attain the level of CMFO, Certified Municipal Financial Officer.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
These classes will begin when?
I don't know.
Soon.
Yeah.
Maybe
it could be.
But it's February. I mean, it could be this month, but it's the latest is February. So.
Do you have a... Yeah. Do you have any more discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start from Jennifer and go right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Second thing is I recommend that we raise Teresa's pay to $10 an hour based on a successful completion of a 90-day review and make this retroactive to what day in October, Nathan?
That would be October 27th, whatever the pay period that date includes.
Okay.
So, hang on, if you want to be precise. October 31st.
October 31st. We'll make it retroactive to then. I have a letter written that I could read if you want to hear it, or I could pass it around. I think we all know of her abilities and what a good job she has done to this point and how she has been an asset to the city of Dyer. So I won't read this unless you want to hear it.
Second.
Motion made seconded. Is there any discussion?
Only thing I'd like to say is glad everybody had the courage to go through with their votes when we voted her in.
I think we did a good thing.
I think that the Jackson paper needs to put a nice article in now.
Yeah, and I think she's done a very good job.
I've heard no complaint.
Me neither.
Any more discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start with Robert, go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Unfinished business.
I move that we pass on the second reading of finance for the ordinance for the alderman 2016-242 alderman pay.
Second.
The motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
We just need to make sure that it is. They don't start to 2020, right?
It's all that's what you're
don't say on this, but
2021.
January 1st, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Any more discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start with Jessica Wright.
Aye.
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 Aye. Any other unfinished business? New business. Item A.
Well,
I'd like to approve PO 8162 for 16597 to Weldon Williams and Lick for city stickers.
Motion is second. Discussion. Now we'll call the roll. Start, Ms. Jennifer, right?
Aye.
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 That's carried. That'll be.
Mayor, I'd like to approve PO 8153 for, we will stay with that 1499.
Yes. The rest okay, of that will be carried out of that.
1499.90 to Real Foot Bearing and Supply for repairs to gearbox.
Second.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion?
Second, Robert, or was that?
Well, we're discussing that it might cost a little bit more.
The rest
more.
Of it's going to be under operations. We'll take care of it.
Okay.
Any more discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Start with Frangle left.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Anybody else have any new business? I have one thing. Two things. One house on Lee Street. It's owned at this time by Carl Woods. I've been contacted by several citizens and church members and about that piece of property. That piece of property, there are issues with it. And I would like for our city attorney to talk just a little bit about it, if you know anything about it. That would be the property right in front of the First Baptist Church, the White House.
Oh, okay.
Right
behind
George.
Yeah,
right behind
this house.
Okay.
The house is in the name of his mother, and she died without a will. And evidently, he had paid a debt off, and so all the relatives said he could have it. So he was operating under the idea that it was his house, when in reality, it was his and a brother and three children of a deceased sister. And these girls have been in prison somewhere in Mississippi and are not very cooperative. Now, we passed the deed around where Carl will hopefully end up with the majority of the ownership, but those girls, they're not cooperating and they're not even sure where one of them really is. So the church wanted to buy it, but they wouldn't buy it with without the whole interest. They didn't want a percentage of it. So the church backed off on it. So the best way for the thing to be sold and with a clear title is for it to be sold at a tax sale, but I don't know if he'd go along with that because he still thinks it's the money that he deserves. And that's really about all the history of it. So, you could have it condemned through the
problem. It's the same problem that you have, is that he can't figure out how to give notice to the beneficial owners of the house. Could he file for a quiet title? Is that, or does he have any grounds to do that? I mean,
what he should
I'm not
do,
trying to look
I've told him this. I've told him this. After he gets as much of the ownership as he can, he needs to file a suit for partition to buy out their share, and their share be put in the clerk's office. But, those partition suits probably cost more than he wants to put in it.
So he's paying the taxes.
Paying the taxes?
I mean, there's 2 years on here right now. He's kept it relatively current.
He doesn't want to understand that he, just because he paid a loan off on the thing, that gives him the ownership. His brother in Nashville, I think it's Nashville,
understands and he wants to help him, but he can only do so much.
Speaking with the building inspector, he did look into it. I think he may have called you at one point about it.
Who's that?
Ricky Bailey.
No, he hadn't.
He looked into it and did the same thing. You run into this and this, you know, I mean, even condemning it, you've got to be able to give notice to somebody. And,
well, they can run it in the paper, I guess.
Yeah.
But it sort of got the hands tied.
So what can we do? This is a piece of property that's been going on for a while. And what can we do as a city board and myself to go ahead and take care of that property?
I think the only thing you can do, and I don't know if it'll do you any good, you can cite him to court, threaten to fine him, but he can't make those sisters do anything. He could tear it down himself. He still has the lot. I don't know if he would respond to that or not. He might agree to tear it down if he thought he was going to get fined over it.
Well, he thinks that house is livable, and it's not.
No.
No.
That house is falling in.
I looked at it yesterday, and the hole in the roof is getting bigger, and the chimney is falling into the hole, and the porch is swagging further. A year or two, it's going to come down anyway.
Is there a complex way that the city could...
Something needs to be done before somebody gets hurt.
I mean, could we file a nuisance suit? Could the city take an interest in it? I mean, if we actually institute condemnation procedures,
the nuisance thing. Yeah.
Could we get the court to surrender that to the city under some condition if we paid him, if we paid compensation? Or I mean, I'm. Mm-hmm. So the tax sale is still the cleanest way.
These girls have this interest.
Can we not have it condemned and take the property? Since there is a squabble between the family.
You're almost going to have to go through the nuisance statute. That's really about the only clear way to do it.
Even at that, we wouldn't end up with you.
No.
It could be torn down. Mm-hmm. You could assess it against the taxes.
Let's get Mr. Bailey again and hit him up.
Yeah. See what he says. He could.
There's no clear title. I mean, it's the,
you know, the title is cloudy.
So they have any idea where the girls, the three girls are?
They're somewhere in Mississippi. One of them, they sort of think they can deal with her, but one of them refuses. I guess she wants money out of it.
And they're both in prison?
They were for drugs. They think maybe, they don't know for sure if they're out or not. They gave me an address and I sent a letter there, but nothing, no response. I can look into it some more and see if there's a way to,
if you don't mind,
bypass this ownership thing.
You don't want to beat him with it because, I mean, if he had his way, he'd be taken care of. But,
well, he wants to sell it, but he can't sell it. He can only sell his part.
Now you say two of the granddaughters were in prison?
There was three of these kids, if I remember right.
Well, did they relinquish their title because they're in prison?
No, because of that. No, they maintain their ownership. Now, it's possible that he could prove he's paid the taxes for so many years, and I think it's 20, and he can establish the title to all of it. But I don't think he's owned it. I don't think his mother's been dead that long. I have to look at it. It's been so long I forgot the exact details. But that would might be the only way. Tax sale and then the fact that he's had taxes on it for so long.
Can you check on that for us and get with Nathan and work on that a little bit and see what we can't get done? Because that is a problem that it's just getting worse and worse all the time. And that several people come to us and want something done. So, I mean, it's time for us to figure it out, Ricky Bailey and Nathan and the attorney will take care of it.
We can come up with something.
The next thing that I have under new business is we actually own a piece of property at this point on Main Street. It is a house. Charles West House. I would like for the board to give Roger the opportunity to do a training session in that house before we take a hold and tear it down and everything. The chief of the fire department to do some training.
It is the city's.
Yes. We own that property. We have the
which house is it?
It's
the T-Bucks.
It's the old house that used to have everything grown up around it.
Okay.
Is that property?
Motion?
Yes, I need a motion.
I didn't think that he would give it up.
He don't have to. We own it.
I make a motion to give it to the fire department to do some training on when it's convenient for them.
So, motion made. Second, any discussion?
Is it possible to have training with demolition by fire?
Mm-mm.
Because of the shingles?
No, so we cannot burn it. You
can't burn property anymore.
Yeah. Okay. They burned mine in Bradford. That's a tornado. Yeah.
There's actually under the Tennessee Disaster Declarations, there's certain ways that you can actually do that. There's a declared emergency or disaster.
Okay.
It's pretty weird. If you think about the whole rest of the law.
There's a motion and second. Is there any discussion? Not that you waited. Not that you waited for discussion.
I did. Very hurriedly, but I waited.
Kyle Rose Thomas, Jennifer Go Right.
Aye.
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 Once the fire departments get done with their training session there, then I would like for the board to go ahead and okay that Stephen and them clean up the mess and have it hauled away.
Not buried?
Whether we bury it or whatever, just, you know, because we've got shingles and things like that that we're going to get rid of before we can actually bury on the property or whatever. So.
That house, if it comes from that house, it can be buried on that lot.
That's right.
Okay, from shingles again?
If it came from that house, yeah. It can be buried on that
okay.
lot.
Okay.
You have to disclose it if we sell it.
Yes.
Is that a...
You have to do that.
Huh? When they tear it down, whatever you want to call it, are they going to have the experience to do this?
We will contact Wyman. And Wyman said that he would be glad to come up and watch Stephen and kind of... show him different ways to do it. There may be a cost to it, but I'll find out before we get that far. But he said that he would be able to be glad to come down and just kind of watch and make sure that they do it the right way and everything. But Stephen and them probably can take care of it. I mean, the equipment we have now can pretty much go into that.
One thing does with the Police department like to do any training in it also?
I don't know. I mean, if they do, would it?
It's a possibility that we could. We'll work with them.
Okay.
Do their training first before they get to.
Just to go ahead and make that official. Go ahead and make a motion to do that. Allow the police department also.
I make a motion to allow the police department also to use the same house for training if, you know, their purpose is also before the fire department does, because they may decide to cut a hole in the wall or something like that. The police department might want to go first on the training part, and then let the fire department do their training. So.
Second the motion.
Motion made. Second. Is there any discussion? Not. We'll call the roll. Start with Ms. Jennifer. Go right.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion
carried.
There's also a piece of property on what's Johnson, what road do you live on? Oak Street. Mm-hmm. On Oak Street. Do we own both of them now?
Yeah, I think so. We got the rundown house and the one that, the wind house, both of us.
Yeah, but we don't want to do anything to the wind house.
Is somebody living there?
As far as we know, yes.
As far as we know, no.
Well, we know, no.
But the meter's on, the electric meter's on.
And that house been condemned, hasn't it?
No. No, it's a livable house.
That was,
Ms. The one beside it is...
Ms. Phil Wynn's house, brother.
The city owns that, though, right? Okay, the same one a couple years ago.
He's back in there, it looks to me like, but the water meter's not on, but the electric meter... As far as we know, it's not occupied, but the electric meter's on.
Tear all of them down.
Starting with the house... Man, I can't think of the address. Starting with a house that is in bad shape and needs to come down beside Paulette Harris's house.
You can print pictures and bring them to the next
one. I would like for... go ahead and get a couple of dumpsters, or if there's enough room to bury on that, is there? Stephen says there is. I'd like for Stephen and them to have the ability to go ahead and start tearing it down also.
Horses?
On Oak Street. The inside of the house is bad, and it's got mold in it. We own it. We've owned it for a long period of time, and it's time for it to come down and be taken care of.
Now, is it on Oak Street, or
yes.
Is it at the end of Oak
it's
Street?
It's on Oak Street. It's on Oak Street.
Whatever the number is on Oak Street.
Second. Motion made. Second. Is there any discussion? Not. Call our start. Regal left.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, what about, are we going to do anything more about that old red building up there at the end of Oak Street,
We're in the process of that. We're working with him right now, and
okay.
Everything we've talked with him, and he's, you know, he's working with us and Nathan and everything. So, but when we get it, I'll bring it to you, and it shouldn't be long. So,
how about the other house we got up on the old Halliburton house? The city owns. Do you want to put something up for bids for that, paying back taxes or something?
I would like to have a committee meeting, let Nathan bring the rest of the properties to us. That
oh,
way we
got
can,
more than that.
That way we can start selling properties and
okay.
And different things. That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Any other new business? Not. Move on to the accounts of January 9th, 2017.
I saw moved to pay the accounts.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion?
881.
881. Privet.
Radio parts and pieces. It's a spotlight and check a radio in a car.
Just out of curiosity, are the digital communications any better?
Steve.
Most of the time. There are still some glitches occasionally that we have run into, and we contact dispatch and they get in touch with area wide as far as everyone wants.
But for the biggest part here?
For the most part, we're satisfied as well.
Okay, thank you.
235.
What?
235. He brought that up, so I was half. What is that for?
What's the vendor name?
Area wide. $14.
That was a helical antenna. Looks like for the fire department.
Oh, that's right.
A VHF antenna.
$17.29.
What's the name?
JW Surplus. That was something for the police department.
I think that was for Mark Meadows'
yes.
Pants. They ordered uniforms and everything, and he was too tall for the pants that they had, so they had to specially make them. So they took him over there to J&W to get him a pair of tactical pants.
Some BDU pants. Whoops, the other one ran. How about
1812, 1822, and 1823?
909 to 10.
1812 is the striping on the new tanker.
Okay.
the, what was the other one, 1822?
Candace Kaufman.
It is transcription for a court case involving an assault. The audio of interviews with some of the parties involved in that was transcribed for legal purposes. It's my understanding that with a successful prosecution, the city of Dyer will try to recover that as part of restitution, but it's possible we won't, and it's just...
One of those fees, yeah.
Yeah.
23 is probably...
Psychological services.
Mark had to build it.
Make sure he was crazy enough to work here.
Okay. Did he pass?
At our supervisor meeting this morning, Randy said, you don't have to be crazy to work here, but it sure helps.
Did you say that?
I'm assuming that 1559.
That was his physical.
Physical, I figured that's what it was.
When does he start? I met him either.
Any more discussion about the accounts? Not because of the road. Got the wrangle left. Motion carried, please don't stop yet. Let me just think for 1 second. We have a problem at the fire department, and Roger may know and may not know. I'm sure you do know. We need some antennas. What do we need? Got me out, Ryan.
I think he's working.
You got a door in town? Yeah.
Yeah,
he's working on there. Got one on
the left. Yeah. Okay. And what else do we lack?
Garage door opener, did you have a problem?
Yeah, they're not working sometimes.
That's what
the reception deal.
I thought there was too much water.
There's so much steel, they won't work from the outside.
Has he been by?
It's in the process. One of the antennas has been up for 2-3 months trying it out to be sure that was going to
Is it or is it not?
It is on those doors.
So you still got more doors to go, and that'll be the end of it. Did we get the leak in the roof fixed?
Michael McVeigh was supposed to come the week after the first. Has anybody seen or heard from him?
Probably wouldn't want to get up